Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Toronto's Fall Film Festival season is in full swing, with Planet in Focus celebrating its 25th anniversary. It's running from Tuesday through Sunday next week, with international features and shorts on climate change, activism, environmentalism, and Indigenous issues. And on Friday, October 18th, there's a free screening at Hot Docs of We Will Be Brave, about Good Guys, that's G-U-I-S-E, a Toronto collective that sparks conversations around healthy masculinity through art. That's part of the Four Viola series honoring Viola Desmond. But this is also October, when ghouls and ghosties flock to our screens, so this week I'm talking about three new movies about different types of monsters. There's a monstrously popular music producer from Virginia Beach, a notorious real estate developer trained by a monster in New York, and two guys searching for ghosts in Winnipeg. The Apprentice, directed by Ali Abbasi. It's the mid-1970s, and New York is a wreck, with soaring crime, homelessness, and bankruptcy. When the mayor asks the feds for help, Gerald Ford tells them to drop dead. Into this world emerges an ambitious young developer. Donald Trump, played by Sebastian Stan, was born rich, but cowers under his oppressive father's rule. Fred Trump, played by Martin Donovan, a real estate developer from Queens, made his fortune building segregated public housing. Donald is stuck doing crap jobs for his dad, collecting rent, and evicting destitute tenants. But he has big ideas. His plan? To buy the venerable Commodore, an old hotel with 2,000 rooms on 42nd Street. At that time, a hotbed of porn palaces and drug dealers. But how can he raise the money with his dad being sued by the feds for his racist rental practices? Donald has an idea. He joins an exclusive men's club with the hopes of meeting a certain lawyer he thinks can solve all his problems. That lawyer is Roy Cohn, played by Jeremy Strong, a notorious right-wing attorney with ties to organized crime. Cohn played a central role in the McCarthy hearings and still brags about executing the Rosenbergs, but he's a very powerful shaker and mover in New York. He agrees to take on Donald as his protege and teaches him his three crucial rules: attack, 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 whether lawsuits, blackmail, or intimidation; deny everything; and always declare victory, even when you lose. Think of the 2020 election, for example. The club is also where he meets the beautiful and brash Ivana, played by Maria Bakalova, whom he is destined to marry. She will instill in him a love of the garish nouveau riche interiors. The film follows these three people's intertwined lives through the 70s and 80s until Cohn's death. The Apprentice, absolutely no connection to Trump's much later reality show, is a very dark biopic about the origin of Trump's bizarre motivations and strategies. Sebastian Stan gives an excellent portrayal of Trump. He's actually sympathetic for his earnestness and naivete in the beginning, but who spirals into something deeply disturbing by the end. This is not a Saturday Night Live parody. It's a realistically developed character. Likewise, Strong plays Roy Cohn as this dead-eyed, sybaritic bully, hosting gay orgies even while publicly denying his sexuality to the end. He doesn't look really like Roy Cohn, but he sure does act like him. With a great selection of 70s and 80s pop songs throughout the film and the grotesque golden opulence of Trump's homes captured on grainy color film of the era, The Apprentice is a funny and deeply disturbing biopic. piece by piece, co-written and directed by Morgan Neville. Pharrell Williams is a highly successful music producer, musician, singer, composer, and fashion designer. His work spans the genres from hip-hop to pop music and electronica, but his life hasn't always been that way. He grows up in a working-class housing area in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and starts drumming at an early age using kitchen utensils. He's into Star Trek, Stevie Wonder, and Greek gods. His apartment is actually named Atlantis. He soon forms a band with his schoolmates and later starts working at a nearby recording studio, learning the ins and outs of music producing. He soon rises in popularity, both for his own work and that of the stars he works with, a who's who of hip-hop and pop. He has a succession of hits with Kendrick Lamar, Snoop Dogg, Timbaland, and Jay-Z, then branches out to include pop stars like Justin Timberlake, Gwen Stefani, Robin Thicke, and Daft Punk, all recording worldwide hits. They come to him for the tracks he creates and samples, as well as a certain je ne sais quoi he adds to their music. He also sings along in many tracks. But how long can his popularity last? Piece by Piece is a documentary about the life and career of Pharrell Williams. It's narrated by Pharrell himself in an interview with the director, as well as talking heads of most of the stars he's working with. What's unusual about this doc is it's all done using Lego animation. Instead of all the actual people, you see the Lego people who waddle when they walk and have basic faces painted onto cylindrical plastic heads. But does it work? I'm of mixed feelings. I went in expecting a Lego movie, fast-moving, constant jokes, mind-blowing psychedelic animation featuring Pharrell. But what I got was an interview with Pharrell using the style of Lego. Think of the movie Barbie, but without people, just Barbie and Ken dolls walking around. There are some cool creative parts. I love the wave animation on the beach, the recreation of video clips using Lego, and a cool conceit running through the story. Pharrell's magical music touch is symbolized by glowing geometric shapes that he puts together for that perfect beat. And I also like the constant music, but in general, the images and interviews were more or less the same as any other music doc venerating its star, largely unremarkable. A Lego recording studio is still just a recording studio. It's not interesting. And those Lego people are really irritating. This movie is okay, but I was not blown away. Don't F-U-C-K with Ghosts, co-written and directed by Stuart Stone. Stu and Adam, played by Stuart Stone and Adam Rodness, who also co-wrote the script, are a pair of Toronto filmmakers pitching their latest project, Bigfoot. But their financiers have another idea in mind. Put together a film proving the existence of ghosts, and it's sure to be a hit. But just in case, they take their contract to a ginger-bearded entertainment lawyer, played by Josh Crudas, for help. He warns them to find some real ghosts or else they won't get paid. So they head off to Winnipeg, the murder capital of Canada. And to help them find the spooks, they enlist a series of experts to help them in their quest. It seems Winnipeg is also the capital of supernatural nut bars. Ouija board specialists, psychics, aura readers, fortune tellers, magicians, clowns, even a ghost Sherpa, played by Tony Napo, who takes them on a strange journey involving a psilocybin, a smoking jacket, and a jacuzzi. They finally locate a house where some grisly murders once took place, but will they ever find any real ghosts? Don't F with Ghosts is a low-budget, semi-supernatural Canadian comedy done in the style of a reality show. So there's usual bickering between the two main characters, who also happen to be in-laws, hot mic gotcha scenes and various other embarrassments, accidents caught on camera. And no spoilers here, but I will say there are some unexpectedly well done special effects toward the very end. Is Don't F with Ghosts scary? No. Basically, not a bit. But is it funny? Not too bad. The Apprentice, Piece by Piece, and Don't F with Ghosts all open this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies Eats, Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM, and on my website, culturalmining.com.